Darius, how's the week been in Phoenix? You guys got here on Sunday. You've had, you know, some pretty interesting bowl experiences the last few years. What's it been like to be down here for a few days?
It's been great. Mark Coyle gave us that opportunity to get out here a couple days early so that we were able to keep our schedule normal, just like a regular game week. So it's been really cool to be out here early. We got a lot of free time, a lot of time to explore the city. We got out to Scottsdale, went to the mall, had a dinner. That was really cool. We went horseback riding
okay.
a couple days ago. Me and like five other guys, that was really cool. We were out there for about an hour. So, yeah.
Had you been horseback riding before?
Yeah, but not to that extent.
Okay, so what's the key? I've never been horseback riding. What's like the basics or the 101 that we need to know about?
Control your horse. Or you get yelled at by the guy.
You get yelled at by the guy?
Can't let the horse eat. Like, if you're on a tour, they're not supposed to be eating.
Okay.
So if you allow them to do it once, now they're going to try to take advantage of you. So, no, don't let your horse take advantage of you.
Okay. Our horse is coachable? You controlled it?
Yeah. As long as you stay on top of it, yeah.
Okay.
But just like any other, animal. I mean, if you let your dog do something one time, they're going to try it one more time.
That's true.
They're going to keep trying. So, biggest thing is just stand on top of it and make sure that – keeping them straight.
All right, good life advice from Darius Taylor here on the Gopher pregame show. What's it like to have a break from the season just to get everybody healthy? You obviously had some injuries that you dealt with this year. Like, how are you feeling going into this game? Was this a good, beneficial break to have?
I feel good. Yeah, it's always beneficial to get time away. We wouldn't necessarily call it a break.
Sure.
Because mentally we're still going. Mentally we're still working on things, having meetings. Sitting down watching film as players, so – time away is really good to get the body back caught up, but the mind never really stops. Football is very mental, so it's been really cool, though. It's really, really cool to see people in the training room take care of their bodies, getting their self back together. So, it's been exciting.
Last time we saw the Gophers on the field, they were winning the Axe again. Some good pictures of you in the locker room holding it. What's that moment like? What's that game like to knock the Badgers off the last time we saw you?
Oh, it was really cool. I mean, it's something that we're growing to make a tradition here is the rivalry games and taking them very serious, as serious as they are. I mean, it's something that's been around way longer than us, so why not take it serious? It was really cool to be out there, open up opportunities for seniors to win that axe and be, I think it's 4-1, those seniors, so
yep.
It's really cool for them. And I loved it. It was great out there playing.
What did you see from your quarterback this year, Drake Lindsey, in his first year as a starter, maybe even from a year ago at this time to where he is now?
I say the number one thing is just his leadership has grown so much. He's really taken command of the offense, but not just the offense, the team as well. He's just growing mentally. He's seeing different things. I mean, you get better with age playing football. And age as in reps out on the field and in the game, seeing different coverages, seeing different defenses, and getting different experiences. I mean, you kind of have to touch the stove when it comes to football. Like, you have to see it to understand it. So, I mean, yeah, obviously he made mistakes here and there, but those are things that come with being a young quarterback. I mean, it's really exciting to see him grow. I mean, he grew throughout the year. Towards the back end of the year, I mean, he was getting really, really good. So, I mean, I'm excited to see him grow.
How different are you mentally from when you first got here to where you are now, three full seasons in?
I'd say the biggest thing is just the mindset. With me knowing the playbook so well, it allows me to focus on other things outside of the playbook, as in my technique and different things of that nature, understanding the defense, understanding what's in front of me, understanding the blocking scheme. So I think it's just giving me a more in-depth look on just the football team and our process.
What stands out about New Mexico?
New Mexico, they fly around. They play really hard. They got a really good defense. They're a really good team, well coached. So, I mean, it's exciting to get out there and play them. I mean, it's great competition, and, I mean, it's all you can want.
You've played in some interesting arenas, so to speak. Obviously, this is another baseball stadium. Yeah. I'm sure the grass situation or the field situation always comes up, especially for a guy like you that's got to make a couple of cuts and make people miss. How much do you try to acclimate yourself to the field once you get out there to make sure you can do what you need to do?
We're currently practicing on grass. I slipped a few times in the first practice, but after that, you kind of hone in and understand how you need to step and what you can and can't do. It's just different than turf. It's not a good or a bad thing. I prefer grass, actually. Because, I mean, you kind of create bad habits when it comes to turf because you're able to get more leeway and stick it to the ground a little bit more. But I mean, it's cool. I'm excited to get out there. I mean, the surface is the surface. We'll play on in the parking lot if we have to. So nobody cared about the surface when we were 8 years old playing football. So, I mean, football's football. You just got to go out there and play. Don't let circumstances dictate your behavior.
There we go.